2 Samuel 16, I'm going to talk about David's attitude to Shimei. Well, Shimei, verse 6, cast stones at David. Well, death by stoning was the punishment for adultery. And as we know, David should have died for what he did with Bathsheba and with Uriah. And he says, there is no sacrifice to offer, otherwise I would have offered it. I deserve to die. And now I just throw myself upon your grace, and God saves him. So Shimei throws these stones at David, as David is marching through this valley with steep sides, and Shimei is up the top there, throwing these stones upon him. And he recognizes, that David recognizes, that this is kind of just in a way. Verse 7, Shimei curses him, saying, "Begone, you man of blood, you base fellow." Now, those words are used by God about David in 1 Chronicles 28, verse 3, that he was a man of blood. That's why he wasn't allowed to build the temple. So, yeah, what Shimei is saying is not completely untrue. You are caught, he says, verse 8, in your own sinfulness because you are a man of blood. Well, he was caught in his own sinfulness. So Abishai says, well, why should this dead dog curse my lord the king? But of course, David himself has described himself when he was on the run from Saul as a dead dog. And now he's on the run from Absalom. He probably was aware that that's all he was, a dead dog. And he says, no, don't go and cut off his head. Let him curse. Because he curses, verse 10, and because Yahweh has said to him, curse David, who then shall say, why have you done so? So he recognizes that Shimei is in a sense working on God's behalf, although he's also culpable for his own sins. Yet he was in fact speaking on God's behalf. As I say, it was God himself who was going to describe David as a man of blood. And indeed, God says, you've committed the sin of presumption, when Nathan says, you've despised the word of the Lord. This is the sin of presumption. And so, really, Shimei, in that sense, is speaking on God's behalf. And yet, therefore, David recognizes that, okay, don't do anything to him. This is of God. What he's saying is from God. Do not harm him because of what he's said. Well, when David comes to his deathbed, he says to Solomon, his son, about Shimei, bring down his grey hairs with blood on them to the grave. Kill him. He clearly hates Shimei. So the peak, if you like, of humility and acceptance of his own sinfulness that he has at this point when Shimei is cursing him, he doesn't maintain that to the end. And the Psalms rather bear this out. Psalm 7 has the title, A Meditation by David Concerning the Words of Cush the Benjamite. Well, Cush is the black one, concerning the black one of Benjamin, and I think this is a reference to Shimei's cursing. And Psalm 109:17 says, he loved cursing, and so let it come upon him. And again, this was written, it seems appropriate, to the time of Absalom's rebellion. So then, I think that David couldn't maintain this level of grace that he felt to Shimei at this point. And unfortunately, he died with that bitterness towards Shimei. And Solomon did indeed kill Shimei. So, man comes down very small at times. When we are convicted of sin, when we're in desperate need, maybe you got a cancer scare. What is this lump? What is this situation? You're desperate. And man comes down very small. And you wonder why God doesn't keep on giving us those intense situations that bring us down very small. I think in his wisdom he doesn't, because the idea is that he's not a manipulator. Man is not a puppet, nor a dog on a leash. We are ultimately free, and he respects that. He does bring us down very small. And the idea is that we are to learn the lessons and remain very small in his eyes and in our own eyes. And when you rise up to that peak of forgiveness of people, to maintain it. Now, David didn't. Well, he'll be in the kingdom, I'm sure, by God's grace. But he dies very imperfect, because his attitude to Shimei is a big declension from the peak of grace that he has at this point. And again, that is comfort, that you don't die perfect, you die imperfect. And we are saved by grace. You think of Samson's last words, wanting vengeance on the Philistines for my two eyes. He dies with bitterness, or with Jacob saying, I give you Shechem, which I took out of the hand of the Amorite with my sword and with my bow. Psalms say, you did not receive the land by your sword nor by your bow, but by God's grace. So there you are. All these people die imperfect. And more to the point, that is how our fellow believers are going to die. We may be irked and irritated by their imperfections, and they may take them to their grave planks. But so will you. And you'll take your imperfections there as well, because you also shall not die perfect. So we are saved by grace. And yes, we shall be changed, not simply a change of nature, but we shall, if you know what I mean, we shall almost have to be changed in some other ways as well. And this is all of grace. Now, of course, the challenge is not to just shrug and say, yeah, that's how it is. When you feel that peak of grace and forgiveness to others, to pray that you might maintain it. You're then at that point filled with the Spirit. And the key thing is to keep on being filled with the Spirit and for it to abide in you.